Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
Batting third, Matt Grattan. So, got a chance to talk to all of the Ignite presenters and hearing just what was going through their head, why'd you pick your particular topic, and just give a broad overview of what it was.
Jimmy, the reason I picked my topic is really true to who I am, and I was able to use my own personal story and what brought me even into this family of physical therapy.
So what did? What brought you in, man?
Actually, my story goes back to 2002 when I took that leap of faith to even ask my wife out for the first time.
Ballsy.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea who she was. I didn't even know what she looked like. A good friend of mine suggested, hey, you should ask this girl out. I had ended an 11-year relationship a year prior, and I had no idea how to even ask a girl out.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was like, you need to ask this girl out. She's the right person for you. You'd really like her. So finally I was like, okay, I'm just going to go do this so she'll stop bugging me. So I went over there to her place of work. She was working at a Christian bookstore, so I walked around the bookstore because I was nervous out of my mind because I had no idea even what to say. So I was like walking around like a sixth grader, and finally I built up the courage to ask her. So I walked up, asked her, hey, would you like to go on a date sometime? And of course she said no.
Nice. Okay, you know, because, I've heard that before.
Oh yeah. So, and what was really neat about it is the next day she had talked to her mom, and her mom said, why'd you say no? What did you have to lose? So she said yes. We went to a Super Bowl party a couple weeks later as our first date. 5 months later we were engaged.
Get out of here.
2 years later we were married, and now we've been together a total 15 years. Wow. We have 4 kids. You know, and she's been that support system that I've needed to lead me through a career change, picking physical therapy, and then getting involved with the association and taking all these trips so that I can be involved. Without her, without that support, I would have never been able to take all those leaps of faith that I've been able to take.
I want you to get into real quick, just tell people about that background that's non-traditional in physical therapy, because my radio background is a little weird, but yours is very interesting as well.
Yeah, actually, before I got into this, I was actually a high school band director for 10 years.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I did that. I've actually been teaching movement in the marching band field since 1994.
Yeah.
So this is actually my 25th season of teaching marching band this year. So I've been doing that a long time, so I have a real love of movement.
Yeah.
And then I got out of teaching so I could be a better husband and a better father. So I sold cars for a little while. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to get back into teaching right when the recession hit. So they weren't hiring anybody with any experience at all. So I was unable to find a job. And after 3 years of trying to find a job, I was kind of like, I'm done with this. I have to pick something else. So I sat down at home like 2 weeks before semester started and goes, okay, I got to pick a new major. So I looked through the books and was like, movement, education, helping people better themselves, physical therapy, that's it, I'm going to go for that. And I applied to school, got accepted, started 2 weeks later in school.
Get out of here.
And just kept moving forward from there.
That's a cool background, man. That's awesome. It's an awesome story.
Hey, thanks, right, man.
So what are we talking about in our Ignite talk? What are we going to hear?
Okay, so with the Ignite talk, I'm trying to inspire students to be willing to take more leaps of faith. So I'm using my personal story, but also the story of PT Day of Service.
Yeah, Josh and Nifosa.
Because with Josh and Nifosa, they had this idea of getting physical therapists involved with their community and doing community service on one day. That's a huge leap of faith to try to get everybody involved in that kind of scale. So they had each other. They had a grand idea. They had a why. For me, my why was simple. I wanted to find someone to spend time with. I wanted to find a girlfriend. Their why was something much larger, something that could change the association and society. And then I used those two threads to help show students confidence that it's possible to take multiple leaps of faith in life. You know, as long as you have a why, as long as you have a motivation, and that you expect yeses when you take those leaps, but you're not afraid of the no's, that you embrace those no's, that with those no's you learn about yourself and help propel you forward, that as long as you have support around you, like with Josh for Ufosa and my wife for myself, and if you keep moving forward, you can continue to take leaps of faith and continue to move and better yourself day to day. No matter whether you get yeses or no's, you're always better off just by taking them.
Get your ass handed to you once in a while. It reminds you of what a win should feel like. To move forward, you got to get your ass kicked a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not trying, you're basically sitting on the bench.
Yeah,
so
like
you got to keep taking shots until you hit one.
All right, you mentioned shots. So every episode we do is a pint. And before we're done, we take shots, parting shots of wisdom. What's something you want to leave with the students that are either here or the many more students who are unable to come? What's a parting shot of wisdom to give to those guys?
For me, it's don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to risk, because with risk comes great reward. You know, you never know what you can accomplish until you try. So just try. You know, you may fail, but that's okay too.
All right.
Kids fall down all the time. They always get back up and they always keep trying to walk. So just get up, try, and keep trying to better yourself every day.
Matt Grattan, I appreciate you guys taking the time out to do the Ignite Talks and to come here and explain them to us and give us a little insight into what you were thinking about when you wrote them.
Hey, thanks so much, Jimmy.
Appreciate it, Matt.
We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. The PT Pintcast, poured by Arias Medical Group. This is the PT Pintcast. Recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
So next up, we have currently serving as our PTA delegate. He's currently practicing as a physical therapy assistant. We will now take a leap, dive in, let go, and have a trust fall with Matthew Grattan as he discusses leaps of faith.
Let's start. Leaps of faith. Take them early and take them often. As you sit there tonight, I want you to think back at what's that one moment that got you where you are today. For me, that moment happened in 2002. A year prior, I had broken up with a long-term relationship. We had been together for 11 years, and yes, I was that guy. I hadn't asked a girl out for 12 years. I had no idea what I was doing, but I was motivated. I knew what my why was. What's your why? Every day I would wake up, I would think, okay, how can I change my current environment? What can I do? What is my motivation moving forward? So I set my mind to it. I knew what my leap of faith was going to be. I was going to ask somebody out. But you never know where those leap of faiths may come from. You may be on a river in the Amazon, on a boat, and you may have this vision of a day of service where physical therapists come together to change society. For me, I just had to get prepared, you know? I didn't know who I was gonna ask out, but fortunately I had some really, really good friends. They would suggest people to me. I had this one friend that suggested the same girl for 5 months, and I finally was like, okay, I'm gonna ask her out. So I went to her place of work, walked around like a sixth grader for 45 minutes, all scared out of my mind, and finally went up and asked her, you know, would you be willing to go on a date with me? And of course, you know, she said what everybody would expect her to say. She said no, because my good friend who had been selling her up for 5 months hadn't talked to her about me at all. So she had no idea who I was or where I was coming from. I was just this strange guy that came into her work to ask her out. But, you know, I walked into it expecting yes. I walked in to ask her, you know, thinking that she was gonna say yes, but I had to embrace the no. At least I had taken the leap. At least I had put myself out there to try to ask her out. You know, success is not never failing, but rising every time you fall. For me, I just needed to try, which sometimes can be really hard. You know, we hear lots of no's. We get no's every day. No, you shouldn't go to that clinical rotation. You shouldn't do that. You know, that test answer's wrong. No, that's not the right answer. No, that's not the right phone to use. We hear no all the time, always searching for a yes. Fortunately for me, my yes came the next day. The girl I asked out called me back. She had talked to her mother, and her mother said, well, why did you say no? What did you have to lose? So, exactly, yeah. So, So fortunately, together, from that yes, you know, 5 months later, we were engaged. 2 years later, we got married. We've been together for 15 years now. We have 4 children, and she has been the support system. She's been the rock in my life for all the leaps of faith that were to come as we progress forward. With leaps of faith, you always have to know who your support is. You always have to know who's got your back, who's going to be there when you don't succeed. If you think back to the boat, when Ephosa started thinking about this PT day of service, he emailed Josh D'Angelo. And together, coming together with 8 other individuals to form a group of 10, they formed PT Day of Service, which is now a global movement. From one leap of faith with support, they were able to change our profession and change society. You know, they kept moving forward. They kept moving forward in life. They had a vision, they had a mission, and they wanted to change the world. For me, kept moving forward meant, okay, I have this family. I actually needed to change careers to be a part of my family. So I was a high school band director, and then I decided to go to PTA school at the University of St. Francis. While I was there, they motivated me to get involved in the APTA. So last year at National Student Conclave, I ran for the Student Assembly Board of Directors. I took another huge leap of faith because I went with one person, knowing just a handful of people, and I put myself out there so I could represent all of the students. Now, sitting in this room today, there are 39 individuals who are taking that same leap of faith. So I challenge you over the next 3 days to take a small leap of faith. Get to know these individuals. Find out what their passions are so that on Saturday, you can do one important thing. You can vote. Vote for the future leaders of our association. So think about back. Think about the whole thing. Make sure that you know your why. Make sure that you're willing to, you know, that you expect the yeses, but embrace those noes. Make sure you have support. Oh yeah, little kids. That you keep moving forward. Because if you keep moving forward in life, you never know exactly what you're gonna get. Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.